Hello. So what's keeping me up besides Taylor Swift is this boys love team series and movies. I mean, everybody loves them, so that's what's keeping me up. And thank you for that wonderful meeting yesterday. It's very much informative, yet it was a heavy one, but it's also a very, very informative one. So thank you.
Hey friends, this is Peter again. I actually didn't get a chance to share what object signifies something that has helped me stay sane through the pandemic. So the one thing I actually grabbed yesterday but didn't get a chance to share was this yoga blanket that I bought. It's like this Mexican yoga blanket. It's nice and large, but it's been great. I chose that because I actually got it primarily for yoga. When Peloton was offering like a free 90-day membership or however long membership last year at the start of lockdown, I really got into yoga, and that has helped me with like the anxiety that's really kind of built up, especially during like the initial lockdown. And at the time I also had COVID and didn't have confirmed until like months later, but you know, that was very stressful, and yoga really helped me just to kind of calm my nerves and relax and unwind, and also just create some routine that I really needed. You know, shifting from this busy, hectic New York schedule to being stuck inside at home, I really needed some sort of routine to kind of build out some structure and during my day and stuff. So that has really helped me a lot. I definitely recommend, if you haven't tried it yet, restorative yoga, especially on Peloton. If you can get like a free trial or want to borrow a friend's membership, or if you even want to pay for it yourself, but restorative yoga on Peloton, there's an instructor, Aditi Shah, I believe her name is, but it's so relaxing. You use like blocks and blankets to kind of just lay there and like in different restorative poses. It's kind of like nap time for me. So it's almost like I actually like to do it right before bed to kind of unwind. But it's amazing. It's so nice. And it's a really great way to just zen out and, you know, kind of calm yourself. So I highly recommend that. And I got my yoga blanket off of Amazon. So if you want, I can just DM me and I can send you a link for that as well. Anyway, that is what's kept me sane.
Mabuhay, y'all. Ben here. Pronouns he, they. I've been with Berkada since fall 2019, I think, since the community started, and it's been a joy to learn from one another, to celebrate one another, to just share space. So in response to Peter's prompt about resources, one resource, the Asian American Justice Center has partnered with Hollaback to host a series of workshops. One of them is on bystander intervention. Another one is on conflict de-escalation. And finally, a workshop for people experiencing anti-Asian harassment. So check out their website, check out their social media again, the Asian American Justice Center and Holla Back.
Hey everyone, this is Paul DeLeon. I am one of the founding members of Berkada. My pronouns are he and him. I just wanted to send love to everyone. I am actually in the West Coast for a work trip, so I am so sorry, and I'm really bummed that I missed the last Halo Halo. First, Peter, I want to thank you for this cappuccino platform. It's really cool just kind of hearing everyone's voices. I miss everybody. I can't wait to be back in the city. But I just want to thank everyone, because I've heard so much feedback, and I'm really excited to actually get a chance to watch the Halo on my flight back. So just sending love from the West Coast. Everyone be safe and have a good night. Bye.